in order to guarantee a fully rational, that is, infinite, unchanging, and homogeneous space, make two tacit but essential assumptions. First, that we see with a single and mobile eye, abstraction from reality. And second, if by reality we mean the actual subjective impression, perception does not know the concept of infinity. From the very outset, it is confined within certain limits imposed by our faculty of perception. We can no more speak of homogeneity than the infinity. The ultimate basis of the homogeneity is the points which are joined in it, mere determinations of position, possessing no independent content of their own outside of this religion. Relation. The reality is exhausted in their reciprocal relation. It is a purely functional and not substantial reality, because fundamentally these points are devoid of all content, because they have become more expressions of ideal relations. They can raise no questions of diversity in content. Their homogeneity signifies nothing other than the similarities of structure grounded in their common logical function, their common ideal purpose, and meaning. Hence, homogeneous space is never a given space, but space produced by construction. The main directions of organization: before, behind, above, below, right, left, are dissimilar in both psychological spaces. The curvatures had to be rediscovered. However, these curvatures were simply taken for granted, that is, in antiquity. We constantly encounter the observations that straight lines are seen as curved and curved lines are straight. This must be subject to antithesis in order not to appear bent. That stalobate must be built curved in order to avoid the impression of sagging. And, indeed, the familiar curvatures attest to the practical consequences of such failings. With this radical transformation, it would appear all was abandoned once and for all. It did this by transforming their loose unity into a solid and substantial unity. By these very means, it also managed, for the first time, to to confirm and establish the homogeneity of bodies and space. From now on, bodies and space are bound to each other, for better or for worse. Subsequently, if a body is to liberate itself from its attachment to the surface, it cannot grow unless space grows with it at the same rate.